ready? Those watching at home, y'all ready for your football joke? Give me a thumbs up or an amen. Here we go. What did the wide receiver say to the football? What did the wide receiver say to the football? I'll catch you later. You got a little hair, a little you. Yeah. Y'all hear that? What did the wide receiver say to the football? I'll catch you later. All right, cricket head. Hey, if y'all thought that was a cheesy one, that came from Carol, so we can blame that on her. Hey, your title today is, this as follows, Honor in a Cancel Culture. Honor in a Cancel Culture. We definitely live in the midst of a cancel culture, don't we? Somebody says something you don't like, 9 times out of 10, if you're not a Christian, sometimes if you are a Christian, you try to get whatever they're doing canceled. Whoever they are, you try to get them canceled to where they don't exist because they didn't agree with your opinion, your thought process, your ideas. We try to cancel them, don't we? Some say that we're living in the age of perpetual offense. We're quick to judge, quick to criticize, quick to condemn, and quick to cancel anybody that would cross that line and offend us. Amen. Politicians, athletes, business leaders, celebrities, even pastors of churches have been getting pushed out by this cancel culture. Kids, school teachers, when they don't want to do what's in line that the district tries to say, or that small majority tries to say, are being canceled out. People we work with, amen, friends, family that we have, are all dealing with this cancel culture. And y'all, I'm going to have to wear my glasses this whole time, because my message is on my tablet. My printer ink ran out about halfway through my print. So y'all bear with me. It's a little bit smaller than I'm used to being able to read. It don't take much, does it? It don't take much to get on that cancel culture list. Just a single misstatement. Just a single misstep. A single bump up. Now, I've seen some of our politicians that mistake all left and right. Amen. And they think they're leading the country. Matter of fact, one of them is our vice president. I don't know if y'all seen this the other day, but she was in South Korea doing a speech about our country's affairs, country's culture together, and events. And she actually made a statement that the U.S. has been long allies with North Korea, which is a big gaffe. But they'll blow it off and go, oh, no, that's not what she meant. That's exactly what she said. So it had to be in a speech somewhere or in her thoughts somewhere. Amen. We all know that we've been in that long country agreement and friendship with South Korea, not North Korea. Amen. North Korea's got Rocket Man. We don't want none of that. But the one side, if the other side of the aisle would have said that, they would have been coming after him. Oh, you can't do that. That's completely wrong. You can't never say anything else. Because it's against their narrative. Amen. Just as the same vice president, or vice principal. The same vice president that said our southern border is secure, and when she's never been to the southern border to see what a mess it truly is. But they try to get you, don't they? Single misstatement. Years of integrity thrown down the drain just by making a mistake. Even if it was an honest mistake, and not just a total gaffe. Just a dumb, stupid mistake. They'll still try to get you canceled. Amen. Friends even. Friends that we don't agree with will try to get us canceled when we go against our culture. They'll try to get us canceled for how you voted. If you voted for Donald Trump last election, they're trying to cancel, all the Democrats are trying to cancel you. Amen. Just because they don't agree with it and him. It's pretty petty, isn't it? David looked for like who we follow on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat. Yeah, I've actually used all those here recently. But if we mess up, they try to cancel us. And Facebook does a pretty good job of it, apparently, by being able to censor what people see and when they see it. Petty little things. Isn't it? Petty little things. They don't like the way we look. Never comment. We never comment on their posts, so they try to cancel us. We're slow to respond to their texts. We're done with you because you can't answer my texts. We're done. We're done. We're canceled. We've been friends or something for 70 years. Can't answer me. I'm done. You're canceled. It's just crazy. Crazy, amen. Crazy culture. But that's the way society is living right now. It's crazy. If you're on a continuous search to be offended, you'll always find what you're looking for. If we are on a continuous search to be offended, we will always find those offenses against us. Amen? And those what offend us. Romans 12:10 says this: honor one another above yourselves. Honor one another above yourselves. So how do we do, or how are we doing in honoring others above ourselves? Are we living that out today? Hey, it's hard sometimes. It really is hard, especially when you got that cancel culture trying to come and get you. Amen. We got to talk about one of the most important and most overlooked virtues that matters to God and should matter to us, and that is our honor. And again, the title is Honor in a Canceled Culture. In Mark 6, just a little bit of background, some things that were happening in chapter 6 of Mark. Jesus just healed a woman. He raised a girl. Was in a hometown. Not his birthplace, but he grew up. He's looking at the Messiah. Mark 6, 1 through 4. The New Living Translation says this. Mark 6, chapter 6, verse 1 through 4 says this. Jesus left that part of the country and returned with his disciples to Nazareth, his hometown. The next Sabbath, he began teaching in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. They asked, "Where? Y'all hear that? Where? Where did he get all this wisdom and the power to perform such miracles?" Then they scoffed. They just wondered where he got power and wisdom to perform such miracles. Then they scoffed. "He's just a carpenter, the son of Mary and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon. And his sisters live right here among us." They were deeply offended and refused to believe him, even though they asked that question, where he got all that wisdom power to perform those miracles. They were deeply offended and refused to believe in him. Then Jesus told them, I like this one. Then Jesus told them, "A prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his relatives and his own family." In his own hometown, Jesus was without honor. Amen. The people in his own hometown did not honor him. without honor. I'm going to try to pronounce this and I may get it right. Athimos. Athimos. A-T-I-M-O-S. Athimos. To dishonor. To treat as common or ordinary. Without honor. Amen. Honor. Time. T-I-M-E. Time. Sorry. To value, respect, or highly esteem, to treat as precious, weighty, and valuable. So what does honor do? Honor esteems. Honor cherishes. Honor values. Honor builds up. Amen. Honor believes the best. And what does dishonor do? Without honor, it treats as common. It tears down. It devalues. It assumes the worst. Amen. When a guy's dating a girl, he really likes her, don't he? He wants to honor her. He wants to treat her good. He wants to open the door for her. He wants to bring her gifts. He wants to give her compliments all over the place. He wants to take her out. Amen. He brags on her to his buddies, his family, his friends. He posts photos on YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram. I know I'm forgetting some, but hey, that's most of the ones today. That's why the guy dating the girl, when he really likes her, he honors her. Amen. When they get married, over time, they settle in, don't they? Takes her for granted. Treats her ordinary. Ask her what's for dinner, rather than taking her out. What'd you do all day when they come home from work? Shows the dog more affection than what he does, the wife. Amen. Hey, some families are like that. Amen. Some guys are like that. Hey, guess what? Some girls are like that too. Girls are just as guilty of that as guys are. Amen. If we want a God-centered marriage, a God-honored marriage, honor has to be above ourselves. We have to live with honor above ourselves. If you want a common marriage, treat each other as ordinary. Amen. Treat each other without honor. A wife bad-mouthing her husband, tearing her down, or dishonoring him. But we can make mistakes, can't we? We can make mistakes along the way. When we're honorable, we will show honor. When we live with honor, we will truly show honor on the other side. Because respect is earned, but honor is given. Y'all hear that? Respect is earned, but honor is given. When we ascribe somebody honor, often they become honorable. Honor builds them up. Dishonor tears them down. Amen. If we dishonor them, they'll dishonor themselves. And again, in the text, when the people of Nazareth saw Jesus, they scoffed. They scoffed. What'd they say again? What'd they say? He's just a carpenter. He ain't nothing special. He's just ordinary. Amen. They scoffed. They offended. Not much different than today, is it? Not much different than today. People look for reasons to be offended. Who are we called to honor? Proverbs 3:9 tells us we're called to honor God. Honor God with wealth. first fruits with her body, with worship. Amen. Honor her parents. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12 tells us. That's weird, ain't it? A kid tells you, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. How many kids are not taught that today? How many kids are not taught to honor not only their parents, but any adults that they're around? They think they know better than everybody else. Amen? Because they've been growing up in this me, me, me society. But we need to get them back to that. Not just our parents, but everybody. Hey, even an equal. Nothing wrong with a yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Amen? That's the way I was taught anyway. You think your kids are going to honor their school personnel or a boss when they get out of school if they don't honor us at home? Highly unlikely, isn't it? And Romans 13 tells us, who are we called to honor? Those in authority. Those over top of us. Those leaders that we've had that we've liked more than others. We may disagree with them. Amen. And disagreeing with somebody is fine. Amen. As long as we do it with honor. We can disagree without dishonoring. When we sometimes want to be over a situation, we need to learn to be under. We need to be under authority before we're over authority. And the last one is this, 1 Timothy. We need to honor our pastors and spiritual leaders, the overseers of the church. Amen. Our church board, our elders, our worship pastor, our youth pastor. Amen. Everybody in the church. The ones that are in those positions are truly worthy of double honor because of the position that God has placed in their lives. And they serve our kids. Amen. Why does honor matter? Not just because it's right. Not just because honor is right doesn't matter. But when we dishonor, it hurts us. It hurts me. It hurts you when we dishonor somebody. Amen. Mark 6, 4 and 5 says this. Jesus said to him, "And a prophet is not without honor, except in his own town, among his relatives, and in his own home." Verse 5 says, "He could not do any miracles there, except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them." It doesn't say he would not do it, does it? It says he could not do it. He could not do it. He had just healed a woman. He had just healed a woman. He had just raised a girl to life. But he could not do miracles in his own hometown because they dishonored him. Amen. Sometimes we don't fully understand that, do we? The lack of honor limited what Jesus would have done. It limited what he would have done. Wonder what miracles God wanted to do for each one of us when we blocked that and not honored him. What blessings he wanted to give you. What prayers God answered or wanted to answer, but he didn't because we lacked honor for him. Amen. Romans 12:10 says this, "Honor one another above yourselves." And that same verse, Romans 12:10 in the ESV version, says it this way, "Outdo one another in showing honor." Ooh. Outdo one another showing honor. When you go out to eat, battle for the check. Don't just give in and let somebody pick up the check. Battle for it.
said, no, that's mine. I got that. No, I got it. How many of y'all have ever done that? It's fun sometimes. But that's one way that we can honor somebody else. Amen. When you go out to dinner, honor the servers. Truly give them honor. In a tip or just a word of encouragement, if you don't have the extra to tip that much, just teach them. Amen. Just show them that you're giving them honor for the job of serving you at that restaurant. If we have a great marriage, we can outdo, we can out esteem each other, we can outserve each other. Amen. We love them more and more if we're doing it in honor instead of dishonor. We can honor moms. Amen. We can honor your mom and dad if they're still here. We can even honor the leaders of our countries, even if we don't agree with them and think some of them might have lost half their mind. We can still honor. Amen. We can still honor. We can honor by being courageous, innovative, generous, evangelistic. Anything short of sin honors God. Anything short of sin honors Jesus. Matthew 15:8 says this: "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." Read that again. "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." They give good lip service, don't they? They're all talk and no action. How many of y'all know people like that? Amen. How many of y'all know people like that? All talk, no action. It's all lips. Amen. Treating God as familiar, common, and ordinary, but not truly honoring Him, are they? They're not treating Him as a big guy in the sky. Amen. Jesus ain't their homeboy when they don't honor Him. He's not a 6-pound, 8-ounce, tiny baby Jesus when they don't show Him honor. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what. The way we can honor Him is know that He is risen from the grave and He's returning soon. He's a conquering King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Prince of Peace, Alpha and Omega. He is the Lion of Judah, the Lamb of God. Amen. My Redeemer, my Savior, my Lord, my King. That all honors God. He loves hearing from us. Amen. When we honor God, we honor people, whether they disagree with us or not. Amen. When we honor God, we honor people. His name is on them. You are not common or ordinary. Each one of us bears Jesus' name. We bear the name of God. Amen. So you're not common. You're not ordinary. You're not to be dishonored. Amen. Babe Ruth. Y'all know who Babe Ruth was? Those watching at home, you remember who Babe Ruth was? He was considered the greatest home run hitter in baseball. The great Bambino autographed tons of baseballs. But only 7 home run bats. Only 7. 1 of 7 bats vanished for decades. It resurfaced in 2006. And it was the bat that was used to hit the home run in 1923. Given away as a home run prize to a contestant. In 1988, that man, sick on his deathbed, no living relatives, offered his prize bat
to Marcia,
who was the nurse
who served and honored him. For the next 18 years, Marcia kept that bat under her bed. She retired from nursing, dreamed of opening a restaurant. Not enough money. She didn't have enough money to make those dreams a reality. And then she thought, wait a minute. Hey, hold up. There's been something collecting dust under my bed for 18 years. Can you imagine the dust that was on that bat after 18 years under somebody's bed? But it was filthy, wasn't it? But she thought, oh, I got that bat. So she took it to a local memorabilia shop. The owner of the shop was shocked. He verified the missing Babe Ruth bat that she had in her custody because of how she served and honored that sick man. In 2006, she auctioned off that bat for almost $1.3 million. That might get her a restaurant. Just saying. Used a portion of it to start a restaurant. Donated the rest of it to a foundation for children that was close to Babe Ruth's heart. Whew. That's crazy, ain't it? That's crazy. Here's a quote from her. Her name was Marcia Nathalie Tejada. The bat was only valuable because Babe Ruth's name was on it. Since he made it valuable, the only reasonable thing that I could do was something that would honor his life. Whew. Is that not awesome? That is truly an honorable person. Amen. If we're a Christian, what makes us valuable? The name of Jesus. Amen. The name of God. The only reasonable response we have to what makes us value is the name of God, the name of Jesus. So we have to live in a way that honors God. Do we honor Him today? Do we honor one another above ourselves? I want to declare a spirit of honor on us. Amen. A spirit of building up, not tearing down. A voice of encouragement, of unity, of hope and faith. Declare a spirit of honor in our homes, in our marriages, in our children, in our leaders. Those who serve our mighty Jesus. As we come for the final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for Your message today on honor, Lord. Lord, I thank You for the opportunity, Lord, to be in Your house, Lord. Lord, as always, I thank You for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord, and allowing Your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Jesus. Lord, I thank You for Your words spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I thank You for putting upon each one of our hearts today, Lord. Lord, what we truly have to do in this true cancel culture that we're living in right now, Lord. And Lord, how we can still live in it with honor above all, Lord. Because You're worthy of that, Jesus. Lord, You died on the cross for us. If there's nothing more worthy of honor than that, Lord, I don't know what it would be, Jesus. Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do, Lord. We ask You just to put somebody in front of us this week that we can tell about You, Lord. Tell about Your mercy, Your grace, Your honorableness, Lord. Lord, we thank You for each and everything. In Your name I pray. And everybody say,
amen.
Amen.